Paris prosecutor, two Louvre heist suspects had prior theft conviction together. By Breitbart London on November 2, 2025. Paris, AP, the Paris prosecutor said Sunday that two of the suspects in the Louvre jewels heist had previously been convicted in a theft case together 10 years ago, as three alleged members of the team of four are now in custody. Laure Bekau said the DNA of a 37-year-old man who was charged Saturday was found inside the basket lift that was used to reach the museum's window. He was handed preliminary charges of theft by an organized gang and criminal conspiracy. His criminal record contained 11 previous convictions, 10 of them for theft, Bekau said. The criminal record of a 39-year-old suspect who was handed similar preliminary charges on Wednesday mentions 15 convictions, including two for theft, Bekau said. What's interesting about these records, when we compare them, is that we see that they were both involved in the same theft case, for which they were convicted in Paris in 2015, Bekau said. Another man aged 34 suspected of being part of the commando team, as French media have dubbed the thieves, was also charged this week. A 38-year-old woman who was handed preliminary charges of complicity on Saturday is the longtime partner of the 37-year-old suspect, Bekau said, noting some closeness between all suspects. All four are being held in custody. Bekau declined to answer a question about whether investigators are getting closer to finding the jewels. We are examining all the possibilities on the parallel market for selling this jewelry, which I hope will not happen anytime soon. It could be used for money laundering. It could be used for trade. All leads are being explored, she said. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez said he remains optimistic about the investigation, in an interview with Le Parisien newspaper Saturday. There are four perpetrators, at least one of whom remains at large, plus possibly the one or those who ordered the crime and the jewelry, Nunez said. I have great confidence in the work of the police, so I'm optimistic. But my optimism doesn't extend to thinking that the loot will be recovered quickly, he added. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.